AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A battle is raging to retake Kunduz, a city of 300,000 that fell in Afghanistan to the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says a counteroffensive by Afghan security forces is being supported by U.S. airstrikes.
There were coalition personnel in the area and Afghan forces, and the judgment was made that they were facing some threat from the ground.
Inside the city, residents say insurgents are hunting down government and police officials. In the meantime, Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says the U.S. is losing the struggle to keep Americans from the battlefield in Syria and Iraq, in part because of the ease of travel.
This threat, coupled with the threat over the internet that we have seen, which has evolved from bin Laden and caves and couriers to now a new generation of terrorists using the internet to radicalize individuals within the United States. So this is a dual threat that we face.
Of the more than 250 Americans who have traveled overseas in the past few years in hopes of joining terrorist ranks, several dozen have been able to sneak back into the country without being arrested or monitored. It's been a long day for the president of Planned Parenthood. Cecile Richards says only a small fraction of clinics provide fetal tissue for medical research. She says secretly recorded videos made by an anti-abortion group were highly edited, categorically untrue, and have resulted in increased threats against clinics.
These acts against women and healthcare providers don't reflect American values or the rule of law, and I hope this committee will condemn them.
This is AP Radio News. No word yet whether Georgia has executed its first female killer in 70 years. Friends and supporters of 47-year-old Kelly Gissendener sang Amazing Grace tonight outside a prison in Jackson, Georgia, where the execution is supposed to be taking place. Gissendener was convicted of conspiring with her lover to murder her husband in February 1997. An Oklahoma death row inmate is scheduled to be executed tomorrow for his role in a 1997 killing, despite his claim of innocence and a last-minute scramble by attorneys to have a hearing on new evidence they say proves a co-defendant acted alone. An intense manhunt is underway for a convict who was accidentally released from a correctional institute in Louisiana. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.